Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Berlinale. Today we're talking about The Bomb screening in the Berlinale Special. It is a film project that places the viewer in the middle of the story of nuclear weapons. It is based on the book by Erich Schlosser, Command and Control, and it is an audiovisual experience more than a simple documentary. In company today of Sally Downwood, graphic artist who participated in the film project. So Sally, I wanted to know first the process that led you to take part in the project.
Well, Smitty got in touch with me because I'd this really unlikely story that I'd worked on an app with Radiohead called Polyfauna, which she'd seen, and from that she got the idea that I could art direct a film, and so we met at the Hay on Wye Literature Festival first time, where she explained what the project was, and I was really reluctant. I said I'd never worked on film. Or video. I didn't even know what an art director was, and I was fairly sure she had the wrong person. So it started off quite inauspiciously. But then I met with her and Eric in London in a screening room and watched a very, very, very early cut of the film. And I thought, well, you know, I've got an opinion, so I was quite rude about it, about, you know, what I thought would work and what wouldn't work. And so I kind of learnt how to do that, really, how to just be honest with my opinion of what I thought would work with the film and what wouldn't. So.
My feeling was that I couldn't avoid it. I mean, that the film, the experience was pointing right at me, but I actually don't know why it works like that, so I'm asking you, what did you do, what did you all do to make it work like this, and was this the intent?
Well, we were trying to create an emotional arc, a journey. So, to start with, you see the planet, but you see it very clearly from the point of view of human engineering. So you have the satellites with the solar panels that move to power that satellite, to power the camera. It's beautiful, you know, that we can do this. We can send these machines into space to enable us to look down at where we live. But then you cut to another side of human nature. The music changes very abruptly, and we see militarism, from just people marching to escalating the weaponry that's used, and then we start firing it, showing what it does. So with that, you know, you start off feeling quite, you know, almost proud of your planet that we live on and how beautiful it is with the northern lights, and then you start feeling guilty. And so we've made the film to create these emotions in the viewer, with having live music as well. It's another, I don't know why more films don't have live music. Wouldn't it be great, you know, they've got, these theatres are built with an orchestra pit. We could have live music for every film. It'd be great.
How did you structure your work? Did you establish, some rule to interact together?
Yeah, we did a lot of work simply by walking, just walking around cities and talking. So that's where a lot of what we were going to do came out of just talking. Whilst walking, it seems to be a very good way of thinking, because you can spend hours and hours and hours in a screening room just watching footage again and again and again, and you get to a point where it stops making any sort of sense. You're just seeing another explosion. Why is that explosion better than that explosion? You know, is that shot of, you know, animal testing better than that shot of animal testing? And really, what you need to do is go for a walk and decide whether or not you actually need either. Do we need explosions? Do we need animals? So we worked in a quite unstructured way, really. But yeah, there were lots of screening rooms, though. Lots of dark basements with screens in for hours and hours and hours.
Thank you, Stanley Downwood. for talking about the bomb screening at the 67th Berlinale in Berlinale Special. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.